We are up to Simin Tov Samach Tes, and that's what we will be doing. Aser lomer al shum behema ben chaya ben shchuta basur zel lepesach. You're not allowed to use the words basur zel lepesach with regard to any animal, be it a behema or a chaya, whether it's alive or shachar. You're not allowed to say this is for Pesach. You can't go and call up the butcher and say this is the meat I want for Pesach. It looks as if you were makdish it while it's alive for a carbon Pesach. And then you go ahead and eat, and it looks as if you're eating kachim outside of Yerushalayim. You should say this is my yontif for it. You should not say this is for Pesach. With regard to what happens if you did it already, the halachi is that it is mutter ba'achila. You're just not supposed to say it. Now, with regard to the exact wording, the Mishnah Brewer brings down that if you say in Yiddish, this meat is for Pesach, that's good enough. The Isser that's also is the Lashon of Le-Pesach. That means that Le-Pesach means it should be Pesach. You could go and interpret that as to mean that you want this to be a Karban Pesach. Hagah ugdima kulis, a complete lamb or goat. Pirish sholem al rosho val krov al kirbo. Afa pishalo pirish v'yamaz al pesach osur la sol so kid le kamon reishim and tafai and vav. You are not allowed to go and roast an entire lamb for Pesach. Now later it says that you're not allowed to eat anything roasted. Here the Yisr is actually doing the roasting. Avol muter lo merchita meil lePesach. You're allowed to say that this wheat is for Pesach. There's no, even though in theory one could have interpreted that to mean they're to be sold for and use that to buy a carbon Pesach. Nevertheless, everyone understands. No, what you really mean to say is that it's going to be guarded so that you'll be able to make your matzah shmura from it.